The task force was appointed by Governor Cuomo following a spate of horse deaths at the winter meet at Aqueduct Raceway. The investigators, who include horse racing experts and veterinarians, did not find any evidence of criminal wrongdoing. Rather, they concluded what one task force member says was a perfect storm of circumstances that led to the deaths and that highlight a number of questionable practices. Director of State Operations Howard Glazer says those practices will need to change.
The health of horses and safety of riders cannot finish a distant second.
One key factor in the death, says Alan Foreman of the Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, was the steep increase in the value of horse racing purses due to more money that was available from the gambling racino installed at the Aqueduct Raceway in recent years. That led to owners and trainers pushing lesser performing and in some cases sick horses too hard in order to race in contests beyond their capacity. In what's known as claiming races, where owners list the price at which they will sell their horse for, after the race, the amount of the purse was sometimes more than the value of the often ailing horse, says Foreman.
The enhanced purses resulted in an economic model in which the purse was of greater value than the horse, thus establishing the horse as a disposable commodity to be consumed in pursuit of high-value purses, and further, that the inflated purse structure attracted an increased number of lower-level and lesser-quality claiming horse to race at Aqueduct, elevating these horses to a level of competition that was beyond their ability.
In addition, the horses were pumped with a cocktail of drugs, including corticosteroids, anti-inflammatories, and other medicines that masked the true degree of their injuries when they were examined by veterinarians.
In the 48 hours prior to their races, 18 of the 21 fatally injured horses were administered nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. 14 of these horses received phenylbutazone, 4 received Flunixin, and 1 received ketoprofen.
The task force did not find any use of illicit drugs, though they say postmortems were not performed on the horses and they did not have access to all of the blood or urine samples. But perhaps the biggest factor in the deaths, say task force members, was the weather. The unrelenting drought dried out the track and made the surface more hard-packed, and there were fewer cancellations of trainings and races due to rain, which in the past gave horses a chance to rest. Recommendations for change include limiting the use of drugs for 1 to 3 weeks before a race and making veterinarians more independent from the money-making side of the business. The task force found that jockeys are sometimes reluctant to speak up when a horse is sick for fear of economic reprisals. They recommend a 24-hour anonymous hotline for whistleblowers. The report comes as Governor Cuomo prepares to take over the troubled New York Racing Association, or NYRA. A new law permits the governor to appoint all new board members and run the operation for 3 years before handing it back to an independent association. State Operations Director Glazer says working harder to prevent unnecessary deaths of horses will be a major priority of the new board.
A number of the recommendations that are included here are recommendations for NYRA. The state will have more influence in how NYRA is able to implement these in the coming months and over the next year, and we fully expect to implement fully the recommendations of the task force.
The governor has not yet named the new racing board. The recommended changes also come as the state gets ready to greatly expand all kinds of gambling in New York. There's already been partial passage of a constitutional amendment. It would permit up to 7 new private gambling casinos and resorts in the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.